When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. A listener is taking the plunge and starting his own podcast. Congratulations. We've actually had a number of listeners over the years start their own podcasts. In our fifth season here, I remain a big fan of this medium. It's something that really crept up on me. You might happen to be an early adopter of podcasts and have been listening 15 years, you know, before Side Hustle School ever came around. If so, I salute you because I was a little bit late to the party, but nevertheless, I remain a big fan of this medium, this format. I'm so grateful for you being part of it. So if you're out there and you like the idea of starting a podcast, or even if you don't, you're just wondering, like, if someone's going to do that, what are the right questions to ask? Which is always an important thing to consider. You can then apply this logic to lots of different topics. Well, what might those be? This listener is asking for my top three tips, the main things to know when starting a podcast. So we'll hear from him. His name is Matt. Then I'll give you my answer right after this quick message from our sponsor.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, hi, Chris. This is Matt from Cape May, New Jersey, and I started listening to the show last year. I'd like to start a podcast on bird watching. Over the past few weeks, I've been absorbing lessons and learning how to record to my computer, but, you know, there's a lot of info to take in. What are the most important things, let's say the top three, to know when starting a podcast? I don't have advertisers, but I'm not worried about that yet. My thought is if I build the audience, the advertisers will come. But I know I need to actively build the audience. So looking forward to hearing your advice.
Matt, thank you so much for listening. Congratulations on the upcoming podcast. I guess I shouldn't say congratulations till it's out. But good idea. Sounds fun. I know that birdwatchers can be some pretty committed people. I read several books on the birdwatching world a few years back when I was writing a different book of my own, not about birdwatching. So let's talk about this. And let's assume that Matt and anybody else who's interested in this topic, let's assume that they have figured out some parts of the recording process. Like he says, he's been doing a lot of reading. There is a lot of info out there. But the actual like recording process, that could be its own episode or more than its own episode. Okay. So it sounds like Matt's already got a decent microphone. He's figured out some of the software. Let's talk about the bigger picture behind the podcast rather than just the tool. So number one, he asked for my top three. Number one, what is your most important message? What is your elevator pitch, let's say? What is, you know, how can you describe your business idea or the idea of the show, your overall message, what you hope people will go away with in one sentence? I think that is so, so important for this podcast. I often say something like, Side Hustle School is all about helping people create freedom through the form of a money-making project without quitting their job. So I'm trying to say like what it's about, who it's for, what the benefit is. So what does that look like for Matt's show or for anybody else? Like how are you going to change the world, or at least how are you going to change your audience, your intended audience with your message? Number two, how will you reach that audience? How will you reach those listeners? I like what Matt says about how he's not worried about advertisers. If he has the audience, he can get the advertisers, which is true. But it's no small thing to get the audience. So how will you do that? Once you know what your message is, that's the number one thing I would focus on. You know, how are you actually going to find those listeners? Because without listeners, you're not going to get very far. So in this case, you know, what does the bird watching world look like? Matt knows that better than me. Like, you probably know your topic, your area, your industry, your expertise, whatever it is. Like, where do those people hang out? You know, where do they congregate? How can you reach them with your message and then encourage them to subscribe and such? Number three, can you sustain the format you've chosen? And here I encourage you to commit to a certain point. Like, make an actual commitment to say, I'm going to make this podcast for X number of episodes, 12 episodes, let's say. Or you could do it for a certain period of time. Like, when I first started this show, I said, I'm going to do it every single day for a year, which was a pretty big commitment. At least to me, it felt pretty big at the time. And now here we are now, you know, more than 1500 days later, still going. But the point is to make a commitment to a certain point. Then you don't just have an endless commitment. Like, you have a clear goal, which listeners like. Listeners like having consistency, but it's also good for you. Like, you as the podcaster, you also have no pressure after you've completed that commitment. You can then take a break, you can regroup, you can change up some things, you can move on, whatever it is. So think about whatever format you're going to work with and ask yourself, can you really sustain it? And if you're not sure, I would recommend pulling back a little bit to make a commitment that you can sustain, because it's so much better to, like, come to the end of the commitment and still feel motivated and excited to renew or do something more than it is to feel like you're just kind of, you know, trudging along. So what's your most important message? How are you going to reach listeners? And can you sustain the format? Those are my top three tips. I'm sure there's some others out there as well. Listeners, if you've got a question or a contribution, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them as listeners launch podcasts and all kinds of other fun stuff. Be sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.